Blog Talk Radio.
It only happens once a year, and it only happens at Homestead Miami Speedway. The world will be watching as dreams are made, hopes are crossed, and championships earned. It's Ford Championship Weekend, November 16th to the 18th. 3 days of fun for the whole family with live music, tailgating, go-kart racing, and so much more. Plus, it's the only place to witness the crowning of three NASCAR champions. Call 866-409-RACE or go to homesteadmiamispeedway.com for tickets.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
It's Monday night and it's time to get rowdy. Catch up on This Week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comment. Plus, you never know who will stop by for a visit. Right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
All right, I'd like to welcome you back to the Rowdy Maglite Show on a Monday night, and I'm ready to get rowdy in my... co-host duel here is my Chi-Town Mark and Jack Man Jeff. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, Rowdy. You're right. It's Monday night. It's time to get rowdy. Got my coffee here. I'm all charged up and ready to go. We were supposed to see some racing this weekend. Didn't work out. So I'm really anxious for this coming weekend to come up and get a little racing back in my blood, Rowdy. How about you, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a doubleheader weekend. We're going to make it to Charlotte for the World Dirt Finals and off to Nashville for the All-American 400. So it's going to be a rowdy weekend.
Man, sounds like it. From dirt to asphalt, that's not bad.
It'll be fun. You know, we have to change our mental mindset. And, you know, Jeff and I have talked about this a few times. When you go to the dirt races, you go to see a lot of shorter races, where when you go to the bigger asphalt races, they're multiple laps in length, and they take a while. So either way, you see a lot of racing, and, you know, either way, we enjoy it. And I'm really looking forward to it. Charlotte's a lot of fun. Hopefully the three of us will be there. Probably be the two of us, but hopefully maybe the three of us. And it's a special place. It's their big finale for the year, and we're lucky to be a part of it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, guys. The way we're going to roll tonight, you know, last week, internet here in my town, we were shut down for about 23 hours. It was the next afternoon before I got an internet connection back. So we tried through a Wi-Fi hotspot, and it absolutely was a disaster. We had Shelton Creed, Leilana Muta on the show that night, and we had to reschedule them. Hopefully, guys, we're going to have Shelton calling in here in a few minutes to kind of go over his championship year and his big win at Kansas all at the same time. And then we're going to roll over and talk a little bit about the All-American 400 coming up in Nashville this weekend, guys, and got chill bumps now. When we got Claire Formosa calling in at 6:45 Central Time. So we're looking forward to that. And hopefully at 8:10 Eastern Time, which is 7:10 Central, we've got Christian Ekins. As soon as he gets out of class, he's going to call in and talk about the truck race yesterday. Not bad. That was Saturday. Saturday
yes, sir,
was the truck race. Driving for Kyle Busch Motorsports. You know, you jump out of a Venturini car and then you jump into a Kyle Busch truck. That's doing it with style, guys.
Oh, it doesn't get much more stylish than that, Rowdy. First class equipment, both series. The jump from the ARCA car to the truck seems to be more and more happening. We're with the younger ARCA drivers. And although it's happened in the past, it seems to be even more so now, Rowdy. The whole field of that truck race is full of ARCA graduates or ARCA participants from the past season.
It sure looks good on the ARCA racing series. You know, hey, we just finished with the end of the 66 year of ARCA racing series presented by Menards. And we're waiting on the 2019 schedule from right now to start their 67th year. Guys, we got guy we hadn't had in a while. I'm going to bring him in here just a minute and let him say hello and sit back and listen to the show. Hey, welcome back, Todd.
Hello, guys.
Well, Todd, congratulations on being a homeowner.
It's good. A lot of time and
heartburn.
Remodel. I got just it all done, and so I'm really happy that things played out the way they did, and I was able to purchase my very first home.
Welcome, Lacey, on the Facebook. Welcome to the club. We're all in that situation now, and along with everything else, you know, there's some headaches, but it's well worth it.
Yeah.
Always something to do when you're out of house, guys. I don't care what you do. It's a living thing. It has to be worked on constantly.
Very true, Rowdy. Very true. I
was lucky. I went through and I put brand new everything.
Well, that's good.
That's even better, Todd.
Well, Todd, we've been busy. Looks like Charlotte this week, Friday and Saturday, and then over to the All-American 400, Sunday's big race.
Now, is that going to be televised?
You know what? The World Finals will be on a tape delay on CBS Sports Network, Todd. Usually within the next 3 or 4 weeks. So keep an eye on your TV schedule for CBS Sports. And the All-American 400, I don't know if it's going to be shown on Speed 51 or MAV TV, but it's a possibility it's going to be on one or the other. So as the show goes on, keep listening, and I'll be able to let you know, I hope, in the next couple minutes.
Well, if I have service, I can talk and listen.
Do you have good service at the new house?
No, it's in a valley.
Oh, boy.
Right now I'm standing in front of my door.
Yeah.
Service.
Well, Todd, just hang on there and just keep your hand up high in there and you use it for an antenna. That's all I can tell you now.
I have stuff on top of my truck.
Don't fall off or scratch the paint.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold in the wintertime, though.
All right, well, guys, the All-American 400, as of this point, I don't think will be televised this year by either Speed 51 on their pay-per-view or by MAV TV. But you can follow it on Trackside Now on speed51.com, Bob Dillner's website, and great racing site to go. So, yeah, you can follow it at least text-wise on there.
And we'll be posting, Todd, from the track outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, three of us are going to be there.
I'll be looking forward to keeping up on it and see how it goes.
Well, we got the ARCA graduates and ARCA regulars in the show this year, so we're looking forward to meeting up with them. And I have a feeling one of them is going to take home the win this year, and we're going to be really proud of that.
That would be awesome.
It would.
Well, guys, like I said a while ago, we're closing in on the the very final, well, I guess the banquet's the end of the 2018 ARCA series presented by Menards. That'd be the last function that everyone's together before they start 2019 at Daytona in practice.
Well, you know what? The banquet's such a fun time. It's a great time, but you could almost call it a masquerade party because nobody recognizes each other, Rowdy. We're all dressed up and look at our best, and we don't have hats on and driver's gloves and helmets and fire suits. It's a different type of suit. So, yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, it was I'll give a shout-out to Brad Smith. Finishing ninth in points is pretty awesome for Brad to know what he'd been through and everything that team's been through this year. To finish ninth in points is pretty impressive.
Budget-wise, equipment-wise, motor-wise, Brad came through in the finish ninth. That's like almost winning the championship for some teams. That's a top five finish almost for Brad. He showed up every week. He had his problems just like everybody else, but he persevered. And after what he went through the season to finish ninth, you're right, Rowdy. It's very amazing. Congratulations to the team.
Exactly, Mark. I'm going to kind of run down them from 10 down to 1. Brett Holmes was 10th. I've heard, talked to some folks. Brett's coming back for a full season next year, I think. So I'm looking forward to getting Brett back on the show. Maybe we can get him back on and talk about that next year on the 2019 season. We got Brad Smith. Exactly. We've got Brad Smith at 9th, Joe Griffey Jr. at 8th. Natalie Decker at 7th, Gus Dean at 6th, Travis Bradenton at 5th, Chase Purdy at 4th, Riley Herbst at 3rd, Zane Smith he was in 2nd place, and then we got Shelton Creed who won the National Championship of ARCA. And I was lucky and fortunate enough to be right there with him in Victory Circle, and it was an awesome night, guys.
Wish we could have been there with you, Rowdy, but somebody had to be there, and we're glad it was somebody from Rowdy Maglite Racing. And why not be Rowdy Maglite himself?
Hey, and I got my smile back that weekend, guys. So Jay Alley, the photographer there for ARCA, give him a big shout-out, getting that picture for me and posting it. I appreciate it, Jay. I appreciate everybody at ARCA, guys. I don't care if you're just throwing the templates on the cars, man. Thanks for everything y'all have done.
Well, you know, Rowdy, speaking of ARCA, and at least part of the team being in Charlotte this weekend, we're thinking about going over and checking some ARCA teams out if we can and saying hello and getting a little inside scoop from what's going to happen next year from the shop. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, that's going to be pretty awesome there too. That's another part of the equation
that was a whole lot of the week for me. Well, Jeff and I talked about it the other day and you know what? We're there. We have the time. Let's go see them in their everyday situation instead of just at the races and things are a little more relaxed. It's off season and I'd like to see what an ARCA team does during the off season and we get a firsthand look at it, Rowdy.
Well, I've never been through the shops at Charlotte, guys. That would be a good sideshow for during the day between races.
Well, that's what Jeff and I were thinking, and we're going to do our best to see what we can do about that. And we'll have some market news to talk about next week, I'm sure.
Jeff, have you ever been through any of the shops in Charlotte?
No, I haven't, Rowdy, actually. So this will be my first time. I was kind of in the shop at an Indy car up here in Illinois, the Newman Haas Industry, Paul Newman and Carl Haas had the IndyCar team. They were based in Lincolnshire, Illinois. I kind of stuck my head in there, and they kind of showed me around a little bit. But other than that, no, I haven't seen any of the NASCAR or the trucks or anything like that.
Me neither, guys. And it's something that, you know, you got to have some, when you go to Charlotte, you need to have some time where you can go through. And that's something to make me think a little harder, guys.
Well, you know what? It makes it amazing, Rowdy, that, you know, Jeff and I have spent time in Charlotte before. This is a nothing new for us. And you can go and take tours to all the top NASCAR teams. They'll load you up onto a bus and run you around, feed you lunch, take you to two or three or four shops during the day. You know, it's not a bad deal. If you're interested in that. Jeff and I just kind of prefer to do it on our own. So, yeah, we want to go check some things out this week and make it a real fruitful weekend. And it'll be a good time no matter what.
Well, guys, kind of run down a few of the special awards that was presented this year was that Sochi Short Track Challenge, which is fixing to turn into what is that, the K&N East and West. Over 18 guys in the last 10 races will be like a similar to the Sioux Chief Short Track Challenge, I think is the way that's supposed to work, called the ARCA Elite.
You're right, Rowdy. You know, it's all still kind of new for all of us. We're all getting a grasp of the situation and how it's going to work and what's going to come about. And I have a feeling some of us won't figure it out until halfway through the season next year or so. I think
that's
one
right.
Of them.
Well, Shelton Creed claimed that title, guys, and that's who claimed the title of the Sioux Chief Short Track Challenge. And then the Scott Rookie of the Year. It says Zane Smith.
I think it's Chandler Smith, isn't it?
No, Chandler got the Valvoline Lap Leader Award.
Okay, I know he got one of those. I didn't know Zane was eligible for Rookie of the Year this year. Maybe he didn't run enough races in his previous starts.
Well, we'll move to the General Tire season-long pole award went to Shelton Creed also.
Shelton just had a phenomenal year. They had the speed, they had the cars, they had the driver. As the season progressed, they just got quicker and better. And looking at the points, not only did he have four wins, but 16 top fives and 18 top tens out of 20 races. That'll win you a championship every time, Rowdy.
Yep. And then the S&S Favo Long Haul Award went to Travis Braden in the 27.
I had a feeling they might have finished better in the points, but they had some bad luck towards the end of the year, Rowdy. Travis is such a good driver. They were making really good strides there midseason, but they hit a little bit of a bump towards the end and had a few problems. Otherwise, I think they could have finished a little better than they did.
Well, we have 19 tracks that they've identified as on the schedule for next year, and we still haven't got that 20th confirmed, but it was great, guys. We didn't get to talk about this last week, and we wanted to. You know, I went to the driver's meeting and walked in there, and as I walked, I went and sat close to the front and passed Bob Sargent and Tim Bryan, and I'm like, man, what's these two guys doing here? What's Tim doing here? I know Bob would be there because, you know, he's got what they do several races. They do the two dirts and what four more asphalt races, and it
the
never rains.
Race, Gateway,
nah, yeah,
Nashville. They have a big part of the schedule, Rowdy. They have for the past few years, and we need promoters like Bob So I can see why you're a little surprised to see the two of them sitting together with Tim Bryant like that.
Well, then when Ron gets started good, he introduced Tim Bryant and get guys, we're going to Pensacola, the Five Flags, March the 9th. We've got a space in that March. We don't have to lay around and wait and wish we had a race in March. We're going to Five Flags.
Well, Rowdy, you, Jeff, and I have talked about that more than once, about that being a really good venue to possibly run an ARCA race. I guess the sponsorship not having their brand down in that area was, I don't know if that presented a problem or not with Menards, but it's a first-class facility to hold a first-class racing series. Good pit road. Nice racetrack. It'll be very raceable. We'll see a really good race. It'll be fun to go back for something besides the Derby, won't it?
Yes, it will. And, you know, guys, I don't know how many people that one section will see it, that new section of stadium seats, but that's an awesome – it's nice, neat, and it's sitting right in turn one and two. And I'm telling you what, it's action-packed right there, guys.
It is. Those seats are always packed, Rowdy. So if you're planning on going to that show, so as soon as tickets go on sale, get your tickets, or you may possibly not get any. You may end up standing room only. So, they're comfortable. I've been up there for a couple of races just to check it out. The sight line's really good. The seating's really good. But you know us, you, Jeff, and I, we're pit rats, and we're only comfortable when we're down in pit road.
I'm comfortable dodging cars, guys. You got to be alert 24/7 when you're down there, so I'm comfortable down there.
Well, you know, us gray hairs, Rowdy, you and me, we still have enough agility to avoid getting hit, so this is a good thing.
Yes, sir. And that's going to kind of finish our year out there, guys, at Five Flags at Snowball Derby. And Tim and I already got Tim scheduled to be on the show and Bob Dillner. So before the Snowball Derby, we'll have both of those guests on. We'll be our lead-ins.
Well, they're probably, you know, Tim Bryant being the promoter, owner of Five Flags and putting on the Snowball Derby annually, and Bob Dillner, who helped turn the Snowball Derby into the event that it is nowadays. I taking nothing away from Mr. Bryant, sometimes you just have that partnership, you know what I mean? And the two of them work so well together, and they put on one heck of an event.
Well, it's all the racing that you've ever wanted, guys. I'm going to get the fourth day this year. I only got three last year and was wanting to get four, so we're going to do four this year.
Well, we're scheduled to leave Wednesday evening unless something comes up with Jeff and Jeff can pull it off. Then we'll leave Tuesday and get in there Wednesday. But then it would be 5 days. That might be, I don't know if that's too much or not. We haven't done it. I thought 4 days might be too much, but it's not enough. So it's the end of the year, and you know you're not going to see another stock car race until February in Daytona area, be it at the big track or one of the short tracks. So we'll have a couple of indoor midget races to go to, and we're looking forward to those. Those are annual events. At least the one in Fort Wayne has been for us. And DeCoyne has an indoor event that we're going to go and check out, I think, this year, Rowdy. So, yeah, we have a little racing left in our blood for the year.
Well, guys, it's been an awesome season. The racing's been close. The only bad race that I actually seen this year was the last race, and I don't know what made it so different from all the others. It just wasn't what I thought it should have been. Of course, if I'd have won the championship and the race itself, it would have been all that and everything.
I don't know if it's expectations or not for us, Rowdy. We see a lot of races besides ARCA, and we see the majority of the ARCA races. You know, I don't know if it was a bad race. It didn't have the continuity or the fluid. It wasn't fluid like some of the ARCA races are. There were more cautions than I thought, and just little things, just lots of little things, I think. I wasn't there. I watched it on TV, so I'm sure it might have been a little different. I'd been there like you.
Well, you know, I used to hear the guys, man, I don't like wrecks, and you hear everybody, I love the wrecks, but, you know, I can see where he was coming from. I like to see, usually those wrecks will knock out one or two of your best cars, and, of course, that's, you know.
That's racing, Rowdy. Accidents happen. Blown engines happen. Wheels, flat tires happen. You're putting cars through a tremendous amount of forces, and, you know, it's the endurance, and, you know, things just can break. And especially if you're at these high-speed, high-bank tracks like they are. So it's the end of the year, and that may have been part of it. I don't know. Things wearing out, going for one last race, and that type of situation. But, you know, it is what it is, and the season's over. We have a new champion, a deserving champion, and a heck of a nice guy on top of that.
Well, I texted him a while ago. You know, he was at work. I don't guess he can get off. I don't know if Shelton's going to make it tonight. He did call in last week, and about all we could get out of him was he had four truck races. So, guys, I want to give Dr. Jason Cormier a shout-out, too, with Motorsports Safety Group. It's been a pretty safe year.
Did you see Dr. Jason racing?
No, I sure didn't. I did not see him.
He's our own version of Dr. J, if nobody knows about it. Dr. Jason Cormier, and great guy. Love talking to him at the races. We have nothing but the highest praise and admiration for the gentleman and his entire staff, for that matter.
Well, with that being said, we got to get him on the show before the banquet, guys. Kind of sum up his year with ARCA.
I have to agree with you on that, Rowdy. He's always a good guest to have on the show, and he gives a different perspective than we normally have. And like we say, you never know who's going to show up on Monday nights.
That's right. We've had some good last-minute guests, guys.
Some of our best shows have been last-minute guests, Rowdy. We're just not going to tell everybody that. We won't tell you which shows those were, folks.
Well, I'm looking forward to, I hate to wish our life away, but we're right here. We're only, 2 months away. And we'll be in the new year.
You think you're Daytona already, Rowdy?
Well, you know, guys, they were talking Daytona when they were packing up to leave. We were talking about practice and got to spend a few minutes with Andy Hillenburg with Fast Track. And Andy, uh-huh. we're going to try to get Andy on too before Daytona.
We spoke a couple times this year with Andy. Yeah, we do need to have him on the show. There's a lot of people from ARCA we have to have on the show. And, you know, give us time. We'll have everybody that, you know, needs to be on, we'll be on.
Well, Andy said the last time that ARCA was at Five Flags Speedway, he won the ARCA championship that year.
Well, that's something to look forward to for Hillenburg Racing, I would say. We hope to see him in Pensacola. We hope to see him at the banquet. Andy's a great guy. Love to talk with him. carries that special signage on his cars about the Dick Trickle Memorial, and that's a, you know, that's a special place in my heart. I know it's in Jeff's too. You know, we watched Dick race a lot of years, and he deserves a little memorial. It doesn't have to be big, just a little something for Dick, and that would be good.
He was a heck of a driver, guys.
He was part of the reason I became a fan of stock car racing. I grew up in the city of Chicago. I attended a small little track on the south side of the city in the suburbs. Blam, bam, thank you, ma'am, racing, where it was just push, shove, and get the heck out of my way. My father was from Wisconsin, and I got introduced to Wisconsin racing at a real young age, Rowdy. And I got to see guys like Dick Trickle, Joe Scheer, Marv Mrazowska, Tom Reffner. I could go on and on and on. Racing, where they didn't push and shove. They actually passed people on the outside to win races. So it was two-groove racing. I'd never experienced it until then. So, yeah, I have some very fond memories of my early years of going up to Wisconsin and seeing all those tracks. And as you know, Rowdy, we were there a few times this summer covering races. So we'll be back again.
Hopefully, you know, maybe this year coming up, that's going to be one on my list to make it up to Wisconsin, Mark.
We're going to get you up here one way or another, Rowdy. Just need a couple extra days to, when the schedules come up, we'll sit down, we'll figure out what's the best time for you to make it a trip up here so you can get the most in. Because we're famous for our midweek races here on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So we could probably get a lot of racing in a week or two, Rowdy, with you up here.
Sounds like a deal. So looking forward to seeing Chandler. He's going to be one of the stars at Nashville. And if you bring your kids out and you get a chance to Chandler, he's a fine young man, 16 years old, and don't mind shaking it up with the big adults.
Well, Rowdy, I saw him race a couple weeks ago at Winchester in the ARCA CRA Super Series Super Late Miles, where he finished second in Winchester 400 and gave the first place guy everything he could to possibly, without wrecking him and you know, getting real physical with him to win that race. Both of them side by side, sideways, tires smoking. It was a heck of a race to the end. Jeff Chokek won it. Chandler finished second. I have a feeling about Chandler at Nashville, and you know, it may be his day.
I think any time Chandler's in a car on the track is his. It could be his day any day.
You're right, Rowdy. He runs good. He qualifies good. He knows how to take care of cars in a long distance race. It's just hard to imagine that he's only 16 or 17 years old, and what he does in those cars just makes it that much more eye opening, I think.
Well, it's supposed to be beautiful weather for the weekend up there, and it's affordable tickets off last week. I think we kind of got, I don't know. No, we actually did that on Saturdays to see if we could get back on the air on Monday night. And I believe the tickets, well, Claire will be on in a few minutes and we'll go over that with her and where you can call in.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Claire calling in.
Well, we did a little advert. We were supposed to do it live from the races on Saturday, Rowdy. And that was our plan. Jeff and I headed up to Wisconsin, of all places, at the end of October for a race. They were supposed to run the Halloween 150 for Super Late Miles, a couple of support divisions, 150 laps for the Supers. I was itchy. I was ready. We got 20 minutes or so away from the track, and I thought I saw maybe a couple car haulers heading south on the interstate the other way. Jeff got on the phone and checked things out, and sure enough, they decided that they had to cancel. The weather just wasn't to let them do it this year. So we got up to my relative's place in Wisconsin Dells, said a quick hello, dropped off some things that we needed to drop off for them, and headed right back, and got home to have dinner with our wives. So the wives were happy, at least.
That don't happen much, neither does it, guys.
Well, maybe not as often as we want, but, you know, it happens, and when it does, it's good.
Well, that's just part of racing, you know. Weather plays, unless you're in an indoor facility on the arena there, it's pretty much way you're at the mercy of the weather, and this has been several officials and people that followed ARCA in Kansas, and the consensus was this was probably one of the worst years for rain ARCA seen.
Yeah, we had two rescheduled rain dates this year, Berlin and Lucas Oil Raceway in Indianapolis. We were lucky enough to be able to make both rain dates and cover the races, but they also lost a couple of races, and weather also affected the attendance to a couple of races. So, all in all, it just was not the best year for promoters for the ARCA series, unfortunately. Nashville, we froze to death and watched it snow while they were practicing Saturday afternoon. What can you do about that? It's not ever supposed to be that cold in Nashville in April, but it was. You and I were there, Rowdy.
It was miserable.
We stuck it out.
Yeah. Yeah, we made it through it.
We kept going back to the camper and warming up, but, you know, anybody with the right sense in mind would do what we did. We'd watch the races, and when they were done, we'd go and warm up, and then we'd go back and watch more racing. So, yeah, it's just one of those days. It'll be memorable, and we'll, you know, that's one stuck in the back of your memory nodes of your brain. You're always going to remember that day. But then we had some really great times. Gateway, Michigan. Madison was a good night. You know, the rain date for Berlin was a good night. We saw a lot of good racing, over 20 races, and we got a champion, and we had multiple winners. And all in all, I'd say it was a pretty good season, Rowdy.
Well, you know, guys, I got to go to see the Lucas Oil track for the first time. That was one of my first tracks. I knew it on the list this year, Lucas Oil, and listen, they need to have the trucks and Xfinity back there. There's plenty of room. It's a great facility.
You know what? They
just don't get lost there.
Right. It's the size of the facility is very conducive to having the trucks or the Xfinity series there, Rowdy. They can handle the crowd.
And then I got to go to Kansas, guys. That is one beautiful track at Kansas.
Well, I've just been talking about going to Kansas for the past couple, 3 years, and, yeah, we need to get out there. Glad you got out there, and I'm glad somebody from the – what races did we miss this year? Charlotte, I think that's the only race we missed. We had somebody covering all the other ones, Rowdy.
And, you know, we were so zeroed in on it and hyped about it, and – both of us, all three of us, missed Charlotte.
Yeah, it's amazing how things come up, and you have to deal with it. And, you know, that's the unfortunate aspect of it, but you still have to deal with it. We're looking forward to getting back to Charlotte, although not the big track. The dirt track's an awful lot of fun, and three divisions of racing every night. Three different features, multiple qualifying heats and multiple qualifying races. We generally get out of there 11 or so at night and go back, get a little snack on the way back to the room. You know our favorite place, Rowdy. And then get a little sleep and back to the races the next day.
Yep. Well, we're getting down time to Claire will be calling in. We're going to be talking All-American 400 and got some friends listening, Gene Fox and over. Gene and I shut down Rockingham. We went to the very last race, that NASCAR race there, and we locked the doors and closed, cut off the lights, and that's been it for Rockingham.
Well, Roddy, I share that with you, the fact that I was at North Wilkesboro's last race when they had a 300-lap super late model event there a couple of years, 3 years or 4 years ago. Maybe it's longer than that. My memory doesn't serve me. I get to too many races a year. I have to look it up in my ledger to find out where the heck it was. So, but yeah, that's sad. But the good thing is there's a chance Rockingham may reopen.
Well, it's a diamond in the rough. I think the only thing that killed Rockingham was the infrastructure around Rockingham. There was none, no place to stay, but it worked so well for so many years.
It did, Rowdy, and I think the infrastructure was the big part of the fact that, you know, Wilkesboro went off the schedule also. There was really not a lot, and it's not the easiest track to get to either. To in and out of could be a real nightmare, I can imagine.
Well, Mark, you know, I think they've been a lot of talk about bringing Rockingham back in some sort, and I think they've actually tried a few times, but
they have, like you said, when the trucks last ran there, Rowdy, and I could see a truck Xfinity doubleheader weekend there being a good situation, considering what they, like you said, the infrastructure around the track, they can handle a situation like that. Cup just brings that much more to the table. It takes that much more to put on an event. I think it'd be a nice comfort zone for them to be able to run just Xfinity and the trucks at Rockingham. What do you think?
It would make a great venue. It'd make a great weekend.
Well, Dale Jr. is big on saying, you know, we got to get back to the short tracks, and we should listen to him because he's right. Especially after the race NASCAR had yesterday, 500 laps, and it comes down to the last 200 yards of the race for the win. Doesn't get much better than that.
Had some pretty upset folks on the Facebook.
You know what? If it would have ended up the other way, it would have been upset people. Hey, that's racing. You know what? You're racing for the championship.
Right.
You're racing to get into that position to win the championship. He didn't wreck him. Did he move him? Yeah. But I think Truex let himself get in that situation a little bit too. So, hey, we can discuss this one all night. We're here to talk about ARCA and short track.
American 400, guys.
One of our favorite races of the year, Rowdy. You know, we always enjoy ourselves. It's a chance for us to get together, first of all. Second of all, we see a couple of really good races.
34 years of it, guys. That's pretty impressive. I know Snowball's working on 51, but 34 is hanging right in there.
Yeah, Rowdy, and it's they've had some up years, they've had some down years. The Formosas are really trying to bring back the prestige that the events once had, and I hope they're able to pull it off, and I hope they're able to have a racetrack to pull it off on in the next few years.
Well, We'll ask Claire about it. But one of the, I think they are swapping over from the guitars to the Crosley's jukebox.
Really?
That's something we need to ask Claire about. But they've had a press release that I think that Crosley's going to do the jukeboxes like they do in Arca. Those are absolutely beautiful pieces.
Well, you know what that means, Roddy? We may get a chance to see our old buddy Don Radovaugh.
I'm sure Don will be there because that's not that far from Louisville.
It's not, and Don works for the firm now. So, yeah, we saw him at a race earlier this year where he was asked to come and make his presence known, and I hope to see him again at Nashville. It's always a treat to be able to spend a little time with him and just chat.
Don puts a lot of great stuff on Facebook, the History Mystery Man, and then he's working with Crosley's now, getting everybody up to speed with what Crosley is doing.
He's a good fit and somebody they probably can use, you know, needed in that situation. And he's just a wealth of knowledge, not just racing.
Another person looking forward to seeing at the fairgrounds, and I always see him. Hey, how about Sterling Marlin?
Sterling Marlin is worth the price of admission almost alone at Nashville to watch him race, Rowdy. What a career he's had from, you know, the short track to the big tracks, back to the short track, and being able to run his Pro Late model for the season at the fairgrounds. It's just one of those feel-good stories every time you see Sterling at the track, isn't it?
It is. He's always working on that little hot rod, too.
He's a tinkerer, that's for sure. Sometimes to the very end, but you know that's just Sterling.
Well, 33 races. Last year was won by Donnie Wilson. Got the top. Donnie was on the show after the following Monday night after the All American.
Yep.
You go back after that in 2016 was Bubba Parler. And then 2013, Chase Elliott.
And I think Chase's and John Hunter Nemechek possibly won it at one time.
John, that's right. And 14, John Hunter Nemechek won it in 14. Daniel Hamrick won it in 15.
That's when it was a Pro-Late model race. And I was at those races also, and they were really good races. And but when you go to Nashville, you want to go to see those big races. You want to see the super late models, and the Formosas kind of saw that and brought them back. And I think in the long run, it's really going to pay off for them.
Hey, and then I got Stephen Wallace going to be there.
He is. Casey Roderick, Chandler Smith, Chase Purdy's running. I'm going off the top of my head now. I was just looking at an entry list for him. So, they have almost 30 cars, 30 solid cars. And it's just a good long-distance race. It's 400 laps. It's a marathon. This place eats your tires up. So, you know what? But it's also known for going for long distances in the green and not having cautions, Rowdy. So, it'll be the typical All-American 400, and we'll enjoy it.
Got a driver from Canada coming down.
They do. They do. It's
Cole Butcher.
Yeah, I believe he's working with Donnie Wilson, the former winner of the All-American 400.
I actually have the bottle of champagne signed by Donnie from last year, so that's pretty cool there.
Oh, I forgot about that, Rowdy. Yeah, that's a nice little gift to have. I'm glad you were able to do that and brought it up. You just never know what you're going to get.
That's exactly right. Well, they were sitting over the side, and they were going to throw them away. I want a signature. I had the winner sign it, so.
Right. Well, I got Kyle Busch Motorsports that we represented down there with Raphael Lessard. Carson Hulsemeyer's under Grouty. That's a name we're familiar with. Johnny Van Dorn from Michigan, former winner. Jeff and I are real familiar with him. And the Lisa Thomas Line racing car. Mason Mingus is running for the team. And Augie Grill, Josh Brock, Brad Bubba Powder, Johnny Brazier, Steve Wallace, Spencer Davis, Cole Butcher is the young man you were talking about, Rowdy, and Hunter Jacks also from the Indiana area, and kind of came out of his own this year and could be a dark horse to win the race. So, yeah, they have a nice solid field of cars. The Pro League models. Also have a solid field of cars and more of a local flavor for that race. That's the reason they put it on. Give the Pro League model guys a nice race too. So a few double dippers in that and 500 laps in one day for $15, Robbie.
Yeah, that's what we talked about last week. That's a pretty awesome price. And I think you get a military discount, too, if you were in the military.
You do. Was it children 5 and under are free, and 6
right.
and 12 are about half price?
Five. Right. Five, yeah.
$5. Yeah. You can afford to take a family and actually buy them a hot dog without breaking the bank.
And they got good concession food because we've eaten it before.
Yeah, we've had our fair track race food down through the years now, haven't we, Rowdy?
Yes, we have. Well, we're waiting on Claire to call. I know it's race weekend. I bet with Tony not being able to help as full speed as probably put a little bigger burden on her. If you can call it getting a race ready, getting the track race ready, a burden. I don't call that a burden.
No, that's a passion of love, Rowdy, to promote auto racing. You're not in it to make a lot of money, that's for sure.
No, you're not, guys. And it's people like Bob Sargent and Track Enterprises that get out here and get those little small tracks, the short tracks, the dirt tracks. And I appreciate Bob and Track Enterprise, Adam Mackey, being on the show all year long. And, he'll be another one we'll see down at the Snowball. And wouldn't surprise me to see him at the All-American.
No, I wouldn't be surprised either. Like I said, I'm not sure if there's any video coverage of the All-American 400 this year, but there will be coverage by Speed51.com, Bob Dillner's website, one of my go-to sites, and I go to it a few times a day to see whatever updates are up on there. And between ARCA and Bob's site, you got yourself pretty much covered in the stock car arena.
Well, let's jump over, Jeff. See if we got Jeff here.
I'm here.
Jeff, what's your thoughts on the 2018 ARCA Series this year?
It was another great season. Even last year, we had Sheldon Creed was a champion. Uh, he kind of didn't dominate like Austin Terrio did last year, but he had his share of wins. You know, the worst he did was 18th. He had 4 first place, 6 seconds, 4 thirds, 2 seconds, and a 6th, a 10th, a 15th, and an 18th. You know, he didn't dominate as much as Austin did last year, but the racing is just, you know, it's great racing. There's, you know, you can have anywhere from 10 to 13 cars that can win a race on any given day. And what's not great about that? And like you said, like we were talking about earlier, these guys are up and coming and they're moving on to the next series. And then we got a new crop of guys coming in next year. So it's just a constant rotation of new drivers coming and going. And when they're coming, they're just as good as the ones leaving.
I tell you, it was an awesome class this year, guys. I'm telling you, it really was. And it was back to that. You had at least every race that we was at or was held. You could pick between 12 cars could win that race. Any race, any 12 drivers, if not a few more.
Oh, that's for sure, Roddy.
It just makes that Elmore has just made competition a whole lot smoother and made it more exciting.
I think it's a total package, Roddy.
I do too. You're right.
The engine, the tires, the body package with the 5-star body. They did their homework. They didn't just, you know, do this off the top of their heads. They knew what they were doing when they put this program together, and it was a gamble, but it's paid off.
Well, it kind of made everybody equal and put it back into the driver's hand to wheel the car and go out and win.
I agree,
you know,
Jeff. I agree.
Not one person has more than the other or this or that. And like I said, put it back into the driver's hand.
Well, you know what? My disappointment at Kansas was, you know, guys, we're used to some long green flags runs, and we did not see no long green flag runs that Friday night at Kansas. They just didn't happen.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't know if we're spoiled or but again, that's racing, Rowdy. I guess not every single race can be, have that, you know, lesser amounts of yellow flags. And Kansas is a tricky, fast racetrack, and it just caused a few problems for everybody that weekend.
Yeah, it did. You know, listen, if you watched the race, Shelton got in an accident and kind of damaged his car pretty severely. And he come back out taped up and was moving, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had to come from the back. He had to go through some repairs. It was a damaged car. And to do what he did with the – yeah, he went back to – I think he pulled a little out of his off-road racing deal to – we come back from that one, Rowdy.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. I kind of thought that was it for him, and man, he come back out all taped up, and it looked like they'd tied the American flag to the side of it. It was just a flapping like a flag in the breeze, boy, and he come right back up to the front.
He, you know what? He did it methodically. He didn't do stupid things. He just bided his time, was patient, made his passes when he was able to, didn't ask anything more of his car. Evidently, his car had more to it than we realized, even with the damage, to come back and pull off the win like he did.
Well, it was a awesome moment when all the confetti down in Victory Lane, the breeze was blowing, and It was a beautiful moment for just a few moments, and that wind blew it right on out of victory lane. Yeah,
well, Robbie,
it blew it right out. It was nice to be there amongst it.
Oh, that's half the highlight for us is having access to Victory Lane and seeing what's going on and being able to share the pictures and the text with our listeners and fans. And I still enjoy it. It's been a while since you've been able to do that, Roddy, so I'm glad you were able to, you know, get in there and be part of it.
Well, I'm waiting on that 2019 schedule, but I think I've got 25 races lined up for next year, 25 weekends. With that being said, guys, you know, my grandboys are at Huntsville at the quarter midget track, and we're getting ready for the 2019 season racing two quarter midgets, and I'm waiting on their schedule too so we can kind of work this all out and make this happen.
Oh, I can imagine you. I don't know who's more excited, Rowdy, you or the boys.
Both, all three of us. All three of us. All three of us. And I want to tell you, it's a wonderful place. I think it's going to be a wonderful place to be hanging out next year for and being part of Huntsville's quarter midget.
Well, it's nice you have the facility you have to be able to take them to, and it's not that far away, Rowdy. And everybody likes being there. They enjoy being there. They're all there for the same reason, and it's such a family atmosphere that, you know, you've been telling me about. It'll be a nice addition to the 2019 season for you, I'm sure.
Well, you know, we've got the carts. We're trying to get them updated. Went and bought another piece of the puzzle Saturday morning. Got me another vehicle that'll pull a racing trailer with some cars on it, and a little safer than what I had. Instead of a little pickup truck, we're going to a Suburban that the boys can stretch out and take a nap in.
Sounds good to me, Rowdy. It sounds like you got a good situation set up with that, and it's going to work out for all you guys, and I couldn't be happier for you.
Well, guys, Shelton wasn't able to call tonight. We hadn't heard from Claire yet, so now we're hopefully in a few months, we'll have Christian on to talk a little bit about next year, what he's got going on in the truck race that he was in Martinsville. Phoenix left also.
I'm looking forward to being. He had a pretty good run at Martinsville this past weekend, Rowdy, in his first foray into the truck. So, I think he's got a little bit of a future ahead of him, don't you think?
Oh, he's a Sunday driver, guys. There ain't no doubt. He's just going to be, well, next year with Venturini, a full season. We know how that works for guys that have done it in the past and where they are today.
The list is long and impressive, Robbie, and we could just name off drivers left and right. But, yeah, he's I think there's going to be he's the one to watch next year. Don't want to put any pressure on him, but he's going to put enough on himself. But, yeah, I expect some interesting things from him next season.
Yeah, I do too, Mark.
I'm looking forward to seeing what he's like on those bigger tracks now that he's allowed to hit them, Rowdy.
Well, he's got the deal, so he's looked out in the short tracks.
Yeah, he's just got to take it up to the next level and show what he can do with the bigger tracks, Rowdy. And I think he's ready. He just adapts so well, no matter what he's driving. And the same with Sheldon Creed. He adapted really well, too. So that's what, you know, you look for in a driver, and his ability to take that and make a car go fast and win.
Well, and I think being in the car.
Go ahead, Jeff.
And I think also being in the car for the full season, every race, you know, instead of being in the car 1 week and being out of the car another week, and being in, so he'll at least be in the car every week now. So, you know, this year he had an up and down season, actually, if you look at his numbers. So hopefully with him being in the car on a weekly basis now, it'll be more consistent and familiar with the cars.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Kevin Reed calling the shots on the box, guys.
No, that's going to be a tough team to deal with next year, Rowdy. And Jeff's perfectly right. The more he gets in those cars and the more he drives them, the better he's going to be in the bigger, heavier equipment. And, again, he transferred that ability last Saturday to a pretty good finish. So, yeah, I think we'll see some interesting and big things out of that young man this season.
Hey, let's just stop just a minute, and hopefully after this little pit stop we got here, we'll no.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, as I was the time on the telephone, talk about things to come, sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd one more time again.
All right, guys. We're back. Todd, how you sum up? You had a pretty awesome 2018 year.
It was the most amazing 2018 I could ever dream of having. I can't thank the officials, the tire people, the teams, everything for all their hard work and effort that goes into each and every race. It's just amazing.
Well, you know, Todd, it's pretty nice when you get to go down in the pits and you get to meet some of the people like you was talking about, meeting the people, all the guys at Sunoco and how nice they were and what you ended up with at the end of the year with them.
Yeah, not only that, the officials, when they see you, hey, how you doing? Good to see you again. You know, I mean, the most amazing people that I could ever imagine hanging out with for just one day. I mean, they're just so amazing. They treat you just like family.
And that's the way we feel with ARCA too, Todd. It's through the bad storm that I've been through, they've kind of helped me weather through it.
Yeah, I mean, the ARCA people, I never dreamed of being able to do what I've been able to do. Moon Pie, any of them. They're just so amazing.
Well, that was a great thing about, you know, General Tire and knowing all the guys at General Tire, and anytime you needed a drink on them hot days, you could go over to General Tire and get you a cold drink out of that ice box.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the first Pocono, it was extremely hot. And you can go to anybody's ice box, and they'd just tell you, help yourself.
Well, and we were fortunate enough, you know, the Venturinis invited us in for lunch a few times this year. And, you know, before that, before the Freighters quit, you know, that was one of the disappointing things to see the Moose lose his status of what he had the most races in consecutive races. And, you know, and losing James Hilton in Tweet, it's you put the weather and around. It was a newsworthy year for ARCA. The announcement that 2020 they're going to be NASCAR. We're just hoping and praying for the best, there, guys.
And we're hoping that we're able to go along for the ride, Rowdy.
That's right. Well, you know, we're not going to do – well, actually, we're going to do a lot more next year. I mean, we've got things planned, and we're going to implement them next year and see how it goes, and hopefully we're moving on 2020 with it.
We hopefully have some exciting things coming up in the new year, Rowdy, and we're excited about them. Hope everybody else will be when we can let you know about it.
That's right. Well, you know, guys, kind of sketchy night tonight from a complete disaster with no internet last week. But, Mark, you know, we talked about it before the show. It seems like October each year something goes really south on our show. It's happened all 3 years. We've had something in March to go crazy, and Monday night was it. Tonight's been a completely different night. Seems we're
the ghostly goblins seem to hit us every time, Rowdy, and I don't know why.
I don't either, guys. But, you know,
But we have that little one show in October, and last week was that show, and now it's to go clean and clear for the rest of the year.
That's right. We got that one out of the way.
Yep.
Well,
that's
Mark,
what we did.
Mark, how do you sum up the 2018 Harker Racing Series presented by Menards?
Well, that's tough. You know, I've listened to Todd, I've listened to Jeff, and I've listened to your comments, and it was a good year. Like Jeff said, the competition at every race is there. 10 to 13 races. Racers can, you know, possibly win at any event. Nobody dominated. The wins were spread out through the field. We had some first-time winners. We've had a little bit of everything. We had weather. It was an odd year. Maybe that's how I should put it. It was odd and not quite how we were hoping it would be, but it wasn't bad. It was another good year. A good year, you know, a good day at the races is still better than a bad day at work, so.
You're exactly right, Mark. For me, I'm going to say 2018 year. It was a rough year, but guys, hanging out in our garage with all that competition and all the people that's involved, all I can tell you was L-O-V-E. It was nothing but love.
Well, I'm telling you, Rowdy, that Salem, second Salem race, we met you there. That was an emotional weekend for all of us. And I was just amazed how you pulled it off and head up, look straight out, jaw stiff. You took it like you had to take it, and you dealt with it, and then it took Kansas to get you back to normal. So, yeah, we've struggled. We've all struggled a little bit this year, and we're looking forward to next year. You have to look forward to next year.
Oh, I see great things, guys. I don't see nothing but unicorns and rainbows for next year, guys.
Always the optimist, my friend. Always the optimist. But that's why we love you and we keep doing the show.
Well, looks like Christian may be tied up in class a little longer than normal, guys.
We've had nights like this before, and it's gone by fairly quickly, Roddy. I didn't even realize it was as late as it was.
It has, and you know we've dealt with them when they come, and we've had some great guests. And hey, after Kansas, I've got a list to start on next week. We may push four through here next week, or we may only have one, and we may not have none, but we're going to be here next Monday night at the Internet of Lettuce. I've got about a 25-mile location that I can actually go and broadcast, so next time I'm not going to gamble on a hotspot Wi-Fi.
No, we're gonna take. We learned our lesson. We're gonna take precautions, and we're gonna make ourselves a little less vulnerable to situations like that.
Yeah, well, you know, you take everything for granted, and everything runs smooth so long, and then all of a sudden, you hit the brakes, and while it takes time to get back to where you're at. Anything on the closing here? Sign up for the night.
I just want to thank you three for everything that you do for everyone, including myself, as fans.
Well, we appreciate it, Todd. We're going to try to do like we did last year in the off season. I've already talked to Victor with Elmore. We're going to get with Five Star, have somebody from Hopefully we'll have somebody from General Tire and kind of work through the sponsors and get everybody ready for the 2019 season, man.
I am so looking forward to it.
What about you there, Jeff? Let me get you over here on the hot mic.
Oh, just getting ready for the weekend, you know. Me and Mark are heading to Charlotte for the World of Outlaws Dirt Finals. We're going to be there for 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Going to have a great show, see about 30 races a night. As soon as the races are over Saturday night, we're going to shoot from Charlotte to Nashville for the All-American 400. And we're going to see another great race there. Like Mark said, 500 laps of racing. It's going to be a great race.
So y'all races, getting
the pro late model.
Y'all going to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Charlotte.
Yeah. We're leaving Wednesday night after I get finished work, and we're going to drive all night and get there Thursday morning.
Okay. All right.
I hear the gears clicking, Rowdy.
Yeah, I mean, they're spinning.
So hopefully we'll get the winner from the All-American 400 on Monday night.
That's right.
Nice.
That's what we're shooting for. We did last year, guys. Let's do it again.
I agree. The more the merrier.
All right, Mark, it's down to you now.
Is it that time of night already?
Wow. Man, I tell you, we hung around here, and it's amazing how time flies when you're having fun.
We've had a good show. We've had fun. Unfortunately, our guests didn't show up, but it didn't stop us from enjoying ourselves and talking racing and a few other things. But, I'm looking forward. Jeff and I are hitting the road again, a little windshield time this weekend. We're heading to Charlotte Wednesday night. We'll get there early Thursday morning. We'll leave Saturday after the last race and head to Nashville and get there early in the morning. Early in the morning. We get to pick up an extra hour of sleep because daylight savings time ends next week, Rowdy. We'll need that extra hour of sleep after all the racing we're going to be dealing with in the next 4 days. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Hopefully visiting some shops, seeing some our old friends at their shops, and then seeing some really good racing at night. Like Jeff said, 30-plus races a night, 3 different divisions. Gets my juices flowing, I'll tell you that. So, I'm ready. I'll be on the road this weekend as always. We missed out last week. And until next week, we'll see you. Keep that light shining bright, Rowdy.
Man, it's shining tonight. But, hey, let's talk about that tomorrow, Mark.
You got it, my friend. You got it. Until next week, Rowdy. We're out of here.
All right, guys. I appreciate you calling in, Jeff, Mark. Number one fan.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow. never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell.